Syria. Now, what are you suggesting, Mehdi?
What I am saying is the whole thing doesn't make sense to me, because the authority, if they are monitoring these people, they know who is radicalizing them, they know who is meeting with them, they know how, and there was that apartment in Calgary that they could have, they eavesdropping, they knew exactly what's going on.
So what role can the community play in a micro role? I hear your point about monitoring by authorities and the sort of general, you know, overview. But let's micro it for communities in Canada.
What role
should or could they play?
How could they play any role if when they don't know? Suhana, there is a book called Terror Factory by Trevor Aronson. He is a reporter in United States. He looked at all the terror incident in United States, and his finding was alarming. 99% of all the so-called incident of terror and radicalization in United States was initiated and supported by FBI agents.
Okay.
We see, for example, here right now, we have two court cases, Via Rail.
I don't have time to get into this, actually, Mehdi. I don't, because I want to focus on what communities can do, and you're talking to me about other issues. So we'll have to postpone this conversation.